Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. All right, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, the Drew Brees is going to retire meter is at like full capacity. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio is trolling us all. He's got sources saying that Drew Brees is seriously contemplating retirement and that the Saints want to play Taysom Hill more. They want to have a bridge year. Drew Brees won last year in 2020. Then it's Taysom Hill's show. Taysom Hill, as a franchise quarterback, I find it both delightful and intriguing and scary as fuck. Like Dalton Hilliard has more career touchdown passes and yards than Taysom Hill at throwing the ball.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I mean, look, I know you're not a Taysom Hill guy, at least in terms of, I know you have a harder time seeing him as a long-term solution for the Saints at quarterback, but I absolutely think he can do it. Now, the offense would have to be completely different, and so you really would be up to Sean Payton in the design to really put Taysom Hill in the optimal place to succeed. And I would absolutely put my faith in Sean Payton to do that. Now, Taysom Hill has a long injury history. Now, that was in college. He's a different guy now. He's been in the NFL. He's been under NFL training regimen. So, and you know, he hasn't played a ton, but when he has played, he's taken some pretty vicious hits. So, yeah. You know, he's had some physical plays, much more physical than Drew Brees.
Totally.
And he's had durability. He's played 16 games, so I think he'd be fine. Like if Brees were to retire, if this is what were to really happen, and first of all, I don't think it will. I still think Brees comes back. I think there's too much opportunity between the fact that he loves football, the fact that his kids love being around the locker room, love being around it. You know, the fact that he can still make a lot of money. The fact that he still plays at a high level. Yeah, the fact that he still plays at a high level, the fact that the Saints, I mean, he can run it back and maybe win a Super Bowl. I think there's just too many reasons for him to come back. And the fact that the Saints want him to and are going to do what they need to do to make it happen. I just think the stars are aligning for him to give it one more run. But, you know, if he doesn't, I have long said I would really want the Saints to roll with both Bridgewater and Taysom Hill. But, you know, if Bridgewater walks and they hand the keys of the car to Taysom Hill, who at least for 1 year is going to have a relatively cheap contract, you start to wonder, like, is that 24th pick? Do they Do they move up in the draft and give up their first next year and try to get into the 10 to get to Tua, maybe?
Or Justin Love, or
one of those guys, the Oregon quarterback. So, you know, I don't know what their plan would be, but I would find it hard to believe that they would lose Breeze and Teddy and basically just roll with Taysom. So I do think there would be some backup plan, some investment made for the future. But in the now, can they win with Taysom Hill? I mean, they went 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater. So
Here's,
I think it would require a lot more work in the offseason in terms of the playoffs.
Well, let's,
so that's for sure.
Let's go on the assumption that Breeze is coming back. And yeah. I had done a theory to you, not on a podcast, but on the phone, and you sort of said, no, I don't think it's not going to go. But my theory was, look, for the Saints to transition from Drew to Taysom, they really would have to – Teddy would have to leave, and the backup quarterback would have to be terrible, and then Sean Payton would have to turn to Taysom, because you've got to have another quarterback if you want Taysom to remain Taysom while Drew Brees is here. But you had a different theory of if Teddy leaves, what the Saints will do at backup quarterback and play Teddy – like he is now, and be able to transition to him quickly if something happens to Breeze, and lay that out for people.
Well, I can't remember exactly what to do, but I just think, first of all, I think the offense would incorporate more Taysom Hill than ever. I think in Jay Glazer, I think, was the one that kind of touched on this, but he said, you know, there was, if anything, there was a little regret that they didn't use him more in the Vikings game, because obviously he had a good thing going, and
they should
he was the, he was
that
the whole
last
offense.
Series, they should have just run the power. They should have just run that power quarterback sweep until Minnesota fucking
over and
stopped
over.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think it was one of those things where the Saints saw what he was capable of, and maybe that was his shining moment. And, you know, they got 5 games of Teddy Bridgewater, too. So there was a good opportunity to evaluate him. But I just think the Saints, like the design of the playbook, will start to incorporate more Taysom Hill things, specifically with him at quarterback, where, you know, we won't call it a dual system, but I just think he's going to start to see more focus in his snaps, more specific design, because the Saints really know what they have in him now.
Look, he played 40%. He played 40% the last month. He played 40% of the plays.
Yeah. So, you know, I think where it gets tough is, you know, what happens if he's playing tight end and he gets injured in week 3, right? Because then you've got Drew Brees, and he's a 41-year-old quarterback, and you need an insurance plan. And that's why I think they invested in Teddy Bridgewater. And even if they believe in Taysom Hill, I think if you're going to play your backup quarterback that much, you really need to have a third guy on the team.
Here's the thing, though. The hard thing for me is getting a good backup quarterback where you go to him and you say, look, Mariota or Dalton or whoever it is, look, you're going to be the backup guy. We're going to pay you okay, but, like, we're not – you're going to play some, Teddy's going to play some, and if Breeze gets hurt, we'll kind of figure it out. Like, we're not guaranteed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Teeing you that you are 100% the number two. So I think it gets tricky selling it to a guy and getting a decent backup quarterback when you know that if something happens to Breeze, Mariota, we're kind of going to just pass you over and go straight to Taysom. So I think it becomes tricky to get a good one. You listen to this podcast because you love sports, you love the Saints, and you probably love to gamble. And if you love to gamble, MyBookie is the best online gambling experience there is. They have the safest online app. You can gamble on anything you want. You can gamble on the Super Bowl, basketball, the Pelicans, Zion, over under, how many three-pointers he's going to make. You can parlay different sports, any kind of bet you want to make. If you're a degenerate like me, you can parlay the Pelicans with EPL, British soccer. And right now, MyBookie has a special offer for Saints Happy Hour listeners. You get 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. Use the code CHAIR, go to mybookie.ag, and you get 100% sign-up bonus. Put in 200, get the extra 200 to play with. Mybookie.ag is the best online gambling site anywhere. Again, go to mybookie.ag, use the code CHAIR, and get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Yeah, no, I still think it's a good situation because, you know, once Breeze leaves, it's no given that Taysom's going to be awesome. And anywhere you go, you're going to have competition. No one, guys like Andy Dalton and Mariota, they're not going to be handed jobs. It's not like they're going to go to a situation where they're going to have to compete against someone that's easier than Taysom Hill. Like anywhere they go, the working assumption around the league is going to be these guys aren't good enough. We have to have someone else to compete with them. So, I just think you go to New Orleans, strong roster, good coach, good fan base, stable situation. I mean, that's a place you want to go be a backup and compete for a job, you know? So I still think it's an appealing destination. The tough thing for me, though, with Taysom is, again, I don't know. This offense is not for him. You know, it's built to keep Drew Brees in the pocket, to protect him, and I just don't think that's an offense you want to design if Taysom Hill's your quarterback. Now, I have full faith in Sean Payton to do whatever he needs to do to heighten the skill set of Taysom Hill. He'll do a completely different offense. He's not like Mike McCarthy. He's not like some of these guys where his offense is what it is. I mean, part of his genius is he really molds what it needs to be to the people that he has.
He's more Andy Reid, and Andy Reid's like, I got Alex Smith, I'm going to do all this. And then he's like, oh, I got Mahomes, that's done. We're going down the field, baby, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. But I think the thing is, it's easy when you have Breeze and the offense is one way and you've done all this install, all of training camp, and you kind of focus on it. You have a little package for Taysom. So in other words, you've like designed these like little gimmick plays here or there, but it's really limited. So you really can't play a whole game with it. Right. And so I think when Drew Brees went down, you know, maybe they weren't as in love with Taysom Hill at that point as they are now, but I just think Bridgewater, you could plug him in. He knew the offense and you really didn't have to change anything. The play calls were the same. The design was the same. The approach of how you were going to protect him was the same. He was going to stay in the pocket. So I think with Taysom Hill, the offense has to change completely. And I think that's hard to do when Breeze goes down in week 7 and you've been installing a certain offense all of training camp. So I think if there's a real commitment to him and the vision is him being the quarterback of the future, this offense is going to have to adapt, even if Breeze stays, and they're going to have to kind of meet Taysom Hill halfway.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Final thought, and then we'll get out of here. It just popped in my head. Could this be sort of a play? Not that Sean Payton doesn't believe in Taysom Hill and he could maybe be a quarterback in the future, but could this also be a play of the Saints are giving out these signals to teams about how much they believe in Taysom Hill? So teams will go, well, shit, the Saints really believe in Taysom Hill. We're not even going to bother with sniffing around and giving him an offer sheet, you know, and the Saints just make it, they make life easier on themselves. Even if they tender him at a first round pick, maybe a team was thinking, hey, we'll go, the Patriots like, hey, we'll go steal him and we'll give up the 22nd pick or whatever, or a second round pick if they tender him at the second round level. And the Saints are like, no, he's going to be our franchise quarterback. So teams are like, ah, we're not even going to fucking bother.
Well, it's not even so much about what level they tender him at, right? Because a team's got to make a decision whether it's the second round level or the first round level. They've got to make a decision. What are we willing to give up to get him? I mean, obviously the Saints are going to do one of those. The only question is whether they go first or second. I think they'll go first. But really, for the other teams, it's would we want to give that up to go get him? I personally think what the Saints are doing right now is they're throwing caution to the wind. We will match whatever you put out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's the messaging behind that statement, in my opinion, is they're trying to dissuade teams from even bothering with an offer sheet, because they're basically saying, hey, this is our guy and we will match whatever you put out there. And yeah. I think what they're trying to do with that maneuver is buy themselves a year with him at that low level tender contract, which is still value wise less than it, you know, would be on a larger contract that some other team might try to sign him for. So I think what they're trying to do contract wise is maybe buy themselves a year of cheap labor with Taysom Hill. So that's the strategy behind that, in my opinion. But look, the antics and the ploy aside, and the psychology behind why you would make that news public, I believe in it. Like, if the Saints feel good about Taysom Hill and Sean Payton says this is my guy, that excites me. And you look at what Lamar Jackson does in the league, and I know he just lost in the playoffs, but you know, the biggest thing that always scares me about running quarterbacks, and it's true of Lamar Jackson, it was true of Michael Vick, it was true of RG3. The thing that scares me is just the hits. I just don't like quarterbacks getting hit. When you look at Brady and Breeze both playing at a high level into their 40s, they did that because they were never getting hit. And Taysom Hill is not that kind of quarterback. Listen. And that's the thing that really scares me. So the Saints are going to have to do a good job of minimizing that. But again, when you look at what Lamar Jackson has been able to do in this league, I just think the possibilities that open up having a guy with this kind of talent is so exciting.
You know, and look, best case scenario for me is Taysom Hill is amazing and you get like 5 great years about him and then he declines rapidly when he's like 36. That to me is like the best case scenario. But I'm going to say this about Drew Brees, and the more I think of it, just with Kobe Bryant dying, I was struck by, he did like a fail, you know, basketball players do like a farewell tour, right? They'll announce, hey, this is it. Kobe was like, this is my last year. Everybody knew that was his last game. He scored 60.
Derek Lewis, he did it,
it was really cool. And to me, ideally, Andrew, I would love for Drew Brees to have a press conference with the Saints and be like, look, I'm signing a one-year deal. And this is it. And this is my last year. Whatever happens, happens. I want to say goodbye to the fans. I want them to know it. And that way, in 2020, you fucking know this is it. And if you want to see Drew Brees, get your ass to the Superdome and we can say goodbye to him and it can be really special. I would really want that. And to me, that would be the ultimate thing. Obviously, you'd want him to win the Super Bowl. Great. But, you know, if the Saints say, hey, Drew Brees is last year, we're signing Taysom, Teddy's left, that's the plan. Ideally, as a fan, that's what I would want because you'd get all the emotion. You'd get to say goodbye. Whereas, like, now it's like, you know, maybe he plays 2020, he doesn't go well, and it's like, well, is he gonna come back? Is he not? And then you're like, oh yeah, that was his last game, and I didn't, you know.
I don't think he'll do that.
No,
I think his whole thing is, I'm gonna play a year. I'm taking it a year at a time, and we'll assess. I think Brees is such a, I'm focused on the now.
Yeah,
and I'll worry about, you know, bigger decisions. I think once. He doesn't want his mind on retirement at any point during the season. Like, I just know that he's going to want to be hyper-focused on the moment. He's going to want to be hyper-focused on winning. And so I just don't see a scenario where he would be okay with being
And
like
football
that.
Players are weird in that they – football is so violent and you have to make such a commitment to it that you can't say this is it until after the year. You know, whereas whereas basketball and baseball, you kind of can because you don't, it doesn't, it's not as, you have to make as strong a commitment for your body, but it's not as violent a sport. And you sort of have to have this crazy mental commitment that you can't know that this is it in football, which is just odd. But before we get out of here, guys, this one is free because of Manscaped and MyBookie, ads you heard during the show. Listen. We are the number one Saints daily podcast. We every day, we don't take a break. During free agency, we're going to do breaking news sooner than anybody. $7 a month, Andrew. They get a koozie. They get a magnet. You can do other levels, get more awesome swag. But it's only $7 a month. You get a podcast every freaking day for the Saints. We take no days off. Even when me and Andrew go on vacation, we record like a week of them and you'll have them. So that's what we give you. And guys, this one was free. Consider being a patron. If you're already a patron, we love you. And we will see you tomorrow.